This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. Transformers! For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit TFormers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 392, recorded November 12th, 2014. I'm your host, Brian Kilby, and I can hardly talk, so I'm going to have to depend on these guys to do the show.
What's wrong with you?
I'm sick. The thing is, I was sick last week, and I couldn't do the show. Diecast, thankfully, stepped up and hosted.
Well, I wasn't here.
Yeah.
You would have made me do it.
No, actually, I asked Diecast to.
If I was here, you probably would have.
No, I wanted Diecast to host. Diecast needed to host. It was a rite of passage. He is now a man in this tribe.
We are. Yeah,
that's exactly what I said to Brian. He was like, "So I'm not going to do the show this week because I'm not feeling that well." And I was like, "Oh, okay. Oh, well, you're still going to be, you know, you're going to do it." And I was like, "You mean Chris is going to be on?" He's like, No. You're going to do it. And I was like, oh.
Yeah. But thank you for doing that. That was fun. And it's a lot different than most people expect. I think I need to do round robin. I think I'm just going to stop hosting, and I want to have everybody else switch off.
You know, I listened to, I think it was last week's TFYLP, and at various points, Don seemed like he was leading that show. And I think, given the right circumstances, he could do pretty well hosting an RFC.
Okay, to quote
my don't look at me like that, Don.
No. To quote my friends in the Marines that used to tell me, "You've been smoking what for how long?"
Boy, you've been smoking that funny stuff.
I appreciate the compliment, but I don't think anyone wants to see me hosting anything.
Well, Don, now you're hosting,
Don. Don, yeah, you're hosting this episode right now.
Now.
No, I'm kidding.
Get it in gear.
I told Diecast that he needs to do his own podcast because I like XV is an expert host because he hosts his own podcast, and his podcast will be the hardest podcast ever to host, and he does a great job. So we all need to do that. It would all make us grow as podcasters. But speaking of podcasters, we have Rob Springer, Rob Clay, XV, Don, Diecast, and Melvar on the show this week.
Sorry, house.
I'm completely out of
caffeine.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Here's the story. The man named Kilby.
Yeah.
His name is Brian.
I'm gonna have to down Kilby. My game fuel in a second.
The Kilby Bunch.
But yeah, so thanks
well,
again.
There's six of us.
Thanks again, Diecast. You're awesome. I love you.
No problem. Thank you.
You're awesome. Great job. So on the show this week we have some news. We have a Q&A with Rob Springer. Ooh. This Week in History and other assorted stuff. So, I wasn't on last week. And I just realized I got the new reissue Optimus Primal. It was just laying here. Anybody else get anything this week?
Oh, Rob did.
What'd you get?
This week. We'll stay on this week. Let me start small. I'm going to sandwich off topic in between end topic. I mean, like that's the bags of stuff I bought are still sitting here.
I think I know what one of your off-topic things is going to be because I saw one of your Tumblr posts.
It's going to be King of the Mountain here, buddy. First off, Crosscut.
Nice.
It's so pretty.
It's
Crosscut made me actually like that mold. I'm sorry, Rob. Go ahead.
No, you're right. He's not coming out of this box. I remember Skids.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, I felt the same way about Skids, but when I took Crosscut out and messed with it, it feels a lot better.
Yeah, Crosscut was fixed, Rob. It doesn't have the Skids legs issues.
And does it have the crappy arm issue?
The joints feel better. The joints feel better, and, like, there's no mold changes, but I swear the arms move better than on Skids.
Well, I will take you guys' word for it and probably open them up eventually. Mind you, Rat Trap's still sitting over there. I don't have a lot of time.
You can leave that one in the package.
He is. He looks nice.
Yeah, Rat Trap's fine to leave alone.
Here, let's delve into off-topic stuff. The space alien plant. I can't wait to throw this thing.
The space alien plant.
It's space plant. You plant actually moves. Yeah, so you grow, it's one of those terranium kits.
Oh, so it's an, it's a seed water fruit.
Rob, I have no idea what that is.
It grows buds, and when you go, they close up. Wow. Basically, it's some sort of plant, and they sell it at the dollar store. I love these little plant kits. I had one that was called the Dragon Tree once, and it was in this all like black sap looking stuff. It's like bleeds when you cut it, and I was like, it won't even grow. Anyway. I finally found the book I've been looking for because I don't like buying books on Amazon. Not because I have a problem with Amazon. I just like going to stores and buying things. Red Harvest, zombie Star Wars stuff. I buy a lot of stuff all the time.
I got some bananas and a couple of Cokes.
What? I got some reactions I've been looking for. Glow-in-the-dark mummy.
Is this the reaction you were looking for, Rob?
The confusion, exactly.
I don't know if it's the reaction that I was looking for.
Yeah. Are you my Transform?
Is there any other Transformer stuff, Rob?
Yeah. I got some Halo stuff, a Tenkai Knight, and... Oh! The elephant in the room. The bootleg Striker Optimus Prime.
Oh, that is awesome!
let me, for the visual viewers... Let me help out for the
visual viewers.
For the audio viewers, you kind of got to watch the video for this one because I can't pronounce half these words.
Yeah, what's this from? It looks like Transformers, but it's...
I haven't been able to figure it out yet. I've had it for a few days. It's a Tycon Exekishnors.
I know that's more Swedish Chef.
Thing is, it probably reads better backwards through a webcam than it does in person. This is nonsense words. Something.
Yeah.
And here's my favorite part that you probably can't really make out. The site says, collect them all robots.
Collect them all robots.
Where did you find that?
I bought this at the flea market. They totally have a Primart on the back for no apparent reason because they're movie toys.
I don't know the I don't want to say brand. Because it's not a brand. The KOs that are the miniaturized combiners, and the miniaturized like vehicle Voltron, those things, and actually the micromasters. Those. Have you found any of those recently? Because I know those were popping up at Tuesday morning.
I will be soon. All I got to do is... See, the thing is with Tuesday morning, they forget to be open when people are off work.
Yeah.
So it's like you get off work, swing by, oh, it's closed. No wonder these things keep closing up. Yeah, like, what are you doing? Miss dinner?
My nearest one closed down.
So, Rob, you got some of those Halo Mega Bloks figures?
Oh, yeah. I've been buying up some alphas, like probably a couple every week.
I bought a couple of those and wasn't really that impressed.
There, great.
Yeah, I mean, I got the best color one right here. It's not quite orange, but it's close.
It's like Bumblebee Halo.
And they're really nice little figures.
Yeah, they're little. They're basically tiny G.I. Joes.
They're not the Call of Duty figures, but they're close.
Yeah.
Now, the best ones though, if you can find, they're all called the gummy bear versions. There's a red one and a purple one. They're one a case. Basically, what you get is a. I found the red one. You get a solid red Spartan, and they always come with a bonus full Squirtin too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they're pretty hard to come by because there's like one a case, and let's face it, people would rather get two than one.
Typically.
Do they bounce everywhere? Do you drop them?
It's Mega Bloks. It's going to bounce.
So did anybody else get any Transformers stuff this past week?
I got
Universal Studios. You got EVAC, didn't you?
Yeah, I got EVAC, and they had all the other, you know, like the Waspinator with the Waspinator Wave with Tankwart and Rattrap. They have plenty of them.
So they have common stuff at EVAC, and they're all $25, I take it.
Yeah, they were all $25, which kind of surprised me, because I'd rather get a T-shirt from there than get, you know, a Transformer figure for $25 that I can get for, you know, 10 or 13 at Walmart. But
if you're paying for the privilege of buying at the theme park.
Yeah.
I've got it.
Yeah.
I forgot. I also got Slog.
Huh.
I'll open him eventually, too. Maybe.
Did you get Helicopter Drift?
I got him a few weeks ago.
No, I haven't seen him.
I saw him, bought him. Yeah.
I take it no one has seen RC yet.
I have not.
No. The fighting that came up a couple weeks ago has actually kind of been called into question on its legitimacy since then, so we're not sure if that's actually showing up in actual stories yet.
Okay.
Cool.
Really? And
I showed this off last week, but I like torturing Dawn. That's right.
For people
they're like, actually, if you're looking for them, it's not Transformers related, but they're actually showing up in Walgreens in packs of 8 for or people, 9 now.
For people not watching, that's the white Walgreens Boba Fett.
Yes, they're actually starting to get
for the non-visual viewers.
For the non-visual viewers, yeah. That was the cost too much on eBay action figure of the moment. Boba Fett, but you know what? They're starting to show up in droves now, so you'll be able to get one soon, Don.
So, see what I did there?
Transformers.
I asked a question, and people talked, so I didn't have to. Sorry. Sick. Sick 2 weeks in a row. It's hard. Mm. Man, it's hard. So hard.
You're probably going to die.
Probably going to die, eventually. May not be
the you're not. Brian, we're going to make through this.
Going to make it through.
Come with me, buddy.
Wasting nothing. Okay, so let's jump to this week in history. So, Don.
Do it.
You guess what happened 27 years ago this week?
Actually, I have not even looked at the show notes.
But you know what it is.
I know what it is.
Tell us what it is, Don.
It is, without a doubt, one of the finest marketing cartoons to come out in a long time. Rebirth Part 1.
2 and 3.
Oh, dude. Okay, I'm sorry.
Because it came out the same.
Because you know, it's the week. It's not the day.
Oh, that's right. The week. Yeah, that's right. The Rebirth came out, and nothing.
Was and Don's life is never the same again.
Don, so how old were you when this came out?
That would be post movie. That would be probably. See, probably 16 or 17.
You were born in 70, so you're probably like 17 or going on 17.
Yeah, see, I can't remember if it was late.
When's your birthday, Don?
June.
You were 17.
Yeah. Guys.
So, yeah.
I wasn't there.
I remember because I was late getting home from school one day in high school, and I thought, okay, it's going to be just a repeat, and I don't really care. I'm going to be missing it. And then the next day I got home earlier. And it was part 2. It was like,
guys, I wasn't there, but I'm going to give you guys a dramatic reenactment of the day Don watched Rebirth for the first time.
All right, come here, watch this here. One day I'm going to have a cat. I'm going to name it Massey. I'm going to feed me some popcorn. Oh my god. Oh my god. All right.
See, his voice is a little deep because he's going to do puberty.
Oh, like 7 years late. Oh my god. Oh. Close the windows.
No, it wasn't that bad.
Burn down the house.
So what happened? Did Hasbro just say, or
before you ask your question, I do want to say this. I think it was more like the N64 Christmas video. I think it was more like that.
Oh, for the visual listeners.
Nintendo 64! Nintendo 64!
The thing is, he was bald at 16. What happened, Don?
Don was not bald at 16. I've seen
photos. I was just joking because they're like, that's like a 30-something-year-old dude on the camera. What do you mean, Rob?
But yeah, Don's life was never the same again. Nor was mine, because Rebirth is one of my favorite episodes, and by God, I'm here hosting a Transformers podcast. If it wasn't for that episode, I wouldn't be here.
The sad thing is, I spoke with Mr. David Wise. I spoke with him on a couple of different BotCons, and it was really supposed to be 5 parts, and he had just started the early treatment, then Hasbro said it was cut to 3. So I got with him a few years later when he was there again, and I asked him, did he have any material left from that was cut that maybe could be added back into the fandom from a retro standpoint to flesh out the storyline? He said he never even got that far. It was just early concept ideas, and then he got the phone call. So I really wish it had been a five-parter. I think it would have been a lot stronger story.
Hey, Diecast, you're going to ask a question. What were you going to ask?
Yeah, I was going to say, what happened? Because, it was basically like the rebirth and, okay, we're done now.
It was supposed to be a fourth season that never materialized. It was just cut short. I guess.
Yeah.
I don't even know why we got the episodes, honestly. I guess because it was so far along, they just decided to have one last hurrah.
Well, generally, how contracts work, they still have to produce something.
They still had to promote the toy line for that year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, and with that coming out, I believe it came out in the late. Well, I don't know. Hang on. Let me look here. I'm trying to remember here.
If you're talking about the episodes, Don, it came out in November 1987.
November.
That's the reason we're talking about this.
Yes. No, I know. I'm just saying.
Don's getting older now. His memory is.
I'm right there with him.
You guys remember when it came out on DVD prior to the season releases, where it's like a little
DVD disc, and VHS at the time, because
yes,
I had it on set. VHS, yes,
I had the DVD.
Yeah, I remember going to Media Play and buying it, being very happy, getting home, Ultimate Doom comes on. I'm like, what the? I already got this disc. And I'll make sure I didn't buy the wrong one. No, I got the right one. So I went back to Media Play, swapped it out, came home, all right. And they were like, oh, wow, that's weird. Yeah, I guess they pecked around us and say, and yeah, I had the label, Rebirth, everything. I'm like, yeah, get home. Are you kidding me? Here's the Ultimate Doom. What the? And my roommate's looking at me like, what's going on? It's the wrong movie. Next day, it was getting late at that point. I was like, I'm going to go to bed. I went back to Media Play, and they're like, you again? It's like, yeah, this is like the third one. And went home. Are you kidding me? I went through the entire stock. At the end of it, they started putting it in their own player. Like, I was like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know why. And they ended up ordering me a special version. And they called me in the store. Do you mind if we open it and watch it and make sure? Go ahead. I'm so tired of swapping it. It's like I went through an entire box of these things to get the right video. Did anyone else have faulty ones? So I remember going on, I think Big Bot going, I can't believe this. And guy's like, you should say, Bill, those are collector's items. F that, I'm trying to watch a cartoon.
It was a great cartoon.
Who remembers when Media Play was a thing?
I miss when Media Play was a thing.
Yeah. Media Play right now is a Mexican restaurant or something.
Mine's the Best Buy.
The one that, was it? No, it's
empty. Oh, okay. I thought you meant, the rights to the name or whatever are now.
That would
Mexican.
Be the great Mexican restaurant. Yeah.
Welcome to Media Play. Yeah, thanks for coming to Media Play. Would you like corn tortillas? Yes.
So let's go ahead and jump to the news. So this was a big news item for me. So Transformers the movie is going to be re-released on vinyl.
The soundtrack. Released on vinyl,
and it'll be available in the U.S. from Amazon, pre-ordered.
$4.51 as of time of that posting.
Yeah. I've always wanted to find this, in the wild at Goodwill or at a record store, and I never have. Don has. But, for a quarter, that's never happened. I mean, I've had the opportunity to buy this several times, but I haven't brought myself to it. But the fact that this is a new pressing...
Yeah, you're going to have a pristine copy, so...
Yeah, I definitely want it.
For those who are looking at this and experiencing some sticker shock, it's worth noting that the company that's actually doing this is based in the Netherlands, and they don't actually have regular sales outside of Europe, so the price basically reflects Amazon special importing some of these. And you might be able to go to your specialty music stores and see if they can get it, but the price is probably not going to be much different.
Well, basically,
$50.99, just so everyone
just said.
Knows.
Is Vikings are putting out the Transformers music soundtrack on record. I don't care what
thing.
It costs. Yeah, it comes in Nordic Blood.
It's the most metal thing ever.
On Amazon's site, it actually says you can get the vinyl for $50.99, or you can get the MP3 for $8.99.
Well, we're not buying it for the quality of the music, so...
Exactly. I mean... I understand their system is set up for the equivalent versions, but there's really no equivalent to that if you're into the whole vinyl thing.
I don't know, man. I got the soundtrack on my little thumb drive in my car, Well, once a week, and I got like a 12. My car has a 12 speaker surround sound stereo system. It's loud, and so I'll be just driving home. You got the touch.
I hope I get the blue one. The first 1,000 printings are blue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Brian.
Clear blue.
Can I tell the story of how I found that copy real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to college at UNC Wilmington in the early 90s, and there was a place down there on Oleander Drive called Memory Lane Comics. If anyone's from the area, they'll probably remember them. Went there for 2 years, junior and senior year, got all my comics there. Even picked up, was reading Transformers at the time, I believe. The last trip there before graduation, and I moved off into the wild world of worlds, went through the record selection, and there was a copy of Transformers the Movie on vinyl. It had apparently been there the entire time I had been shopping at that store, and I never looked through the records until that last trip. It was $2.25. So for over 2 years, it was sitting in that bin of records, and I finally picked it. I didn't even know it was there for over 2 years, and I got it for less than $3.
Wow.
Now I have no record player to play it on.
I do, somewhere.
Kmart. They still sell them, I promise.
If you have a Kmart.
I tried. I had one of those before the needle went bad.
Don't get a crappy record player like that. If you're gonna get a record player, get a good one. So Andrew in the chat saying that it's 180 gram, which is what they say in the details of the item. But he said he used to press records for a living, which is awesome.
Whoa!
And I know, isn't it? And he said that's like double the quality, so that's pretty cool. Oh. So there's that. So I'm excited about that.
Cool.
So apparently there's a running change variation on Generations RC, one with a closed and one with an open fist. Don, tell us what this means to you.
Absolutely nothing.
Really?
You don't need both.
If I get one and I run across another, I may pick it up and leave that way. That way, I'll have one carded for Miss Blue to sign at the next BotCon we're both at. Then I've got one loose, and I plan on getting into car version, as I've mentioned, just so I want one of each variation, and then that'll be it. But, hopefully I can find both versions if that's the case. But it's not, unless it actually changes the grip of the weapon.
Oh, it does?
Okay.
The closed fists are the ones that have been circulating already, and those have a clear channel underneath, so the weapons can slide all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
The open ones have a ridge of plastic put at the bottom of the hand, presumably to strengthen that because it's very thin otherwise. And that makes it very difficult for the swords to be held at all, and it makes the gun basically stick up far off the top of the hand. So, in terms of how it looks with the weapons held, the closed hand one is definitely preferable.
And for an audio list, Youngest, real funny looking hand motions.
Yeah, sweet. Let's see here. Jumping ahead, apparently Jagex, the company that developed the Transformers Universe MMO, they are expecting to lay off several team members due to disappointing results. I'm assuming part of that from Universe. Considering that Universe, they've been working on it for several years, I don't really know that many people that play it. It's unfortunate, but I'm not honestly that surprised.
I tried my best, like, the thing just doesn't run.
Yeah, hey Rob, Rob Springer, why don't you turn your video off? You're starting to break up.
Yeah, oh, let me turn off Google again.
Yeah, just turn it off and we'll just have you in audio.
Yeah, yeah.
The ominous voice of Rob Springer.
Yerks.
Well, just pretend he's the voice from Gauntlet.
But, I wonder if Transformers Universe would have done better if it actually came out closer to when they said it would.
Yeah.
For someone like me who doesn't play that many games, I'm probably as casual a gamer as you can be, but I would have to guess any interest was lost for a lot of people in that 2 or 3 years from an announcement to rollout.
Yeah.
It seems to me that you just lost a lot of steam that you would never get picked back up.
Like, it was a 3-year stretch from when they announced the game to when it came out, but it was also 2 years from when at BotCon everybody was told, you know, sign up for your character names now because the game's coming out soon and this will carry over. And then it was 2 more years.
When will then be now? When will then be now? Later on.
I don't think the names ever carried over either. Did anyone probably actually not get to use the name they picked?
No.
No.
It's kind of sad. I wanted to play as Billy.
Well, and John never got to use his new Soundwave.
You never got to use your TFG1 mic.
I know. I still have that poster here somewhere.
I have JD's poster, too. He was Kranix. Not as creative as we were. Let's see here. Oh, okay. So, has this been debunked yet? The rumor about the Combiner Wars Devastator being a Toys R Us gift
set? Okay. So, let's have some background here. The person who revealed the information in the first place is the same person who originally let on about the Toys R Us masterpiece Sunstorm before Hasbro announced it. So there's credibility to that. And other people have basically chimed in supporting this who also have backgrounds of giving actual information.
Can I say I told you Devastator was coming? Maybe this is the way to do a 6-person Devastator.
Okay, so there's a few lines of thought on this. One thing which should be really obvious to a lot of people is that doing this as a gift set all in one, you can have 6 toys that are basically identical colors.
Yes.
Because you can't do that in a split case assortment that will just kill a toy line.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like slight tangent. Generations Scoop was originally made where it could be like that, or maybe Armada Scavenger, per Joe Hyde, who actually designed it. But there was already enough green in that wave, so they just went ahead and made it Scoop because the vehicle modes matched. So, I mean, like, even having 2 toys that are the same color in one assortment, they avoid that if they can. The other thing, too, and like, this was my own speculation before anybody started talking about being Titan class. I was figuring that, okay, Devastator, that's the one combiner everybody who knows anything about Transformers knows of and remembers. That's going to be the big ticket focus item for 2015, like Metroplex was. And that's basically where the information has gone.
So are we assuming that this is going to be a new mold and not like any of the other Devastators that have come out? Like,
Brian wants a movie Devastator. That's what
No. Oh, God, that would be terrible.
Platinum Series Constructicon Maximus.
Yeah, but it would make sense to do it as a gift set. Just from the standpoint is you can also do repaints of G2 Orange and Yellow as other store exclusives, BotCon exclusives, eHobby exclusives. You know,
a Toys R Us exclusive? I mean, is that going to...
Well, we don't know that it's a Toys R Us exclusive. We don't know that it's an exclusive. Toys R Us is just the first one where the listing information
good
has been
point,
pulled
good
for.
Good point, good point.
So this could be our Metroplex size figure for
right,
the Hulk.
That's
kind of the prevailing theory, too.
That's pretty much what this is going for. There's no concrete pricing information. There's been basically, like, non-specific hints about sources from like Hong Kong that have information on it, and they got around 150. But again, if you look at like Robot Kingdom pricing for Hasbro stuff, it's higher than what we get for retail here. So, you know, Metroplex price point is probably about where we should be looking for this to land if the information's correct.
I just hope
that means Costco will get it and we'll be able to go over to Costco and pick it up for what, $60?
Because we all have a Costco within 90 miles of us.
And Metroplex didn't show up at all Costco's either, so...
It's true.
Well, I mentioned this before. I hope it's not the same thing as Metroplex, because I saw Metroplex one time at one Toys R Us down near Mom's old house, and that's it.
I never saw it retail.
I saw it one time at retail, Spider-Wired, and I never saw it anywhere else in any chain.
I never did see it in the wild.
Go ahead, Rob.
So let's say the only
Metroplex I have ever had line of sight on is the one they gave away at ShardCon.
I saw one in a Toys R Us once. I believe there was 2 of them. and that was the only time I ever saw Metroplex in a store. You had to order it online because it is too big and takes up too much shelf space. The thing is, a six-part combiner gift set will take up a smaller package size. It does not need to be a Metroplex-sized box.
True. Diecast, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, so let's assume this follows the Metroplex schedule, retail schedule. We'll see it at Toy Fair, where we'll be able to report on it right away.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get a San Diego Comic-Con box set of it with some sort of special feature color.
Probably Diaclone colors, half yellow, half
orange. I'm actually expecting that the Comic-Con one will be G2 yellow.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Well, why yellow instead of the orange? The orange was
because orange is the one I would want. So it has to be yellow, so I don't have to buy it.
Okay, I thought the orange was the KB exclusive, which is harder to find.
The thing is, though, my perception is that like yellow is what's considered to be the more well known of the G2 Devastator variants. So if they were going to pick one, it would probably be that one. The Creon coming out in orange to me seemed like an aberration. I'm not really expecting that to be indicative of anything else. I still want that Creon, too. I would very much expect, if this does the Metroplex pattern like we're speculating, that Comic-Con will get a G2 colors one because there are solid alternate color schemes. It's not like Metroplex where you have to do variations within the original deco.
That scares me, too, now that I'm thinking of it. You're right, XV. If that's really nice, I'm going to have to get both.
I would get every single version of it, I'm sure.
Yeah. Hey, it's Devastator. I need them all.
Yeah, go ahead, Don.
Now, I was going to ask y'all. I'm sure all of y'all have seen that short video presentation that Hasbro put out showing those. Now, I'm going to ask y'all's opinion because the way it looks to me when I watch the video, it looks like the figures are using some kind of slide lock.
Yes, they are.
Now, the one thing about Aerial, I'm just using the Aerial Boss and Sunicons, that was what was shown. When I've always assembled my G1 versions, it's always been with the robot chest facing forward on the legs instead of the plain kibble or the back of the cars facing out. It's just that's the way it looked in the show in some cases, and that's the way I wanted it. If they're using this slide lock to increase the stability, does that mean they can only, you can use any one as an arm or a leg, but it's got to be facing a certain way. Do you all see that as a possibility, or am I just missing?
It's possible. I until we can actually see real detail on how the connectors are built, I would assume that you can go that they're symmetrical front to back. I don't think there's going to be a tab somewhere that's going to lock and prevent them from going in the wrong way. Well, wrong way objectively. Yeah.
It's just I was just wondering if maybe it was designed so that way they could all slide together, but that it would all have to be oriented the same way, like the Stunticon's car backs facing forward or the Aerobot's kibble on the back facing forward.
Because
that would kind of hurt the look for me. I mean, I live with it, and it's minor, I know. But it's like I don't want to have Brawl be facing with his chest out instead of the tank out.
There's another possibility, too, to consider, is that it might be possible to take the toys apart far enough to flip around the connector ports.
I failed shop class. I'm not taking anything apart.
If it's screws, you can do it. If it's pins,
it looked to me like have to be a right arm, no matter what figure it was on.
No.
Say again, Diecast?
It looked like a right arm would have to be a right arm, no matter what figure it was on.
They could switch them.
Yeah,
in the context of the video, it had to be a situation where like they would pop it off and put it directly on the other toy and not take time out to make adjustments to be a different limb or fit the other side. So whatever hand was on it, that's the side it was going to be for demonstration purposes. Like, I don't think they would go this far to make updated Scramble City and then drop the ball halfway.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, shit, I just said drop the ball.
And you just cursed on the show, Mr. Scratchy Scranny Video.
But I've become Sega that fan, I said drop the ball.
Ugh. But they're not going to be like, an arm's not going to be able to be a leg, is it?
They're not going to drop the ball and, not have it perfectly G1.
But no, if you look at the promo pictures that came out after Comic-Con, they have like common parts that can be either a hand or a foot.
Okay.
So, I mean, they're accounting for everything being everything, pretty much. You know, they're making the best Scramble City update that modern toy technology within budget can do.
I mean, thinking about Scramble City, it's not that great.
Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, not the original.
I mean, being slavish to it. I wouldn't mind if they. I personally wouldn't mind if they made it to where a left arm had to be a left arm, a right arm had to be a right arm, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I would be fine with that myself.
I think it makes a better toy. Yeah.
I don't think it's necessary to lock them in like that, though, when the hands are a separate piece and can be switched between. And that's the only barrier to which side it's on. Because even power core combiners, the limbs could switch which side of the body they were on. They could just only be one kind of limb. Now, you know, isolate it to where an arm is always an arm or a leg is always a leg, maybe. But, I mean, there's no reason that it has to be specific to one side or the other.
Just going back and looking at some of the pictures of the Combiner Wars stuff we've seen before, it looks very much like the thumbs are on hinges in much the same way that the Fall of Cybertron Combaticons, or some of them do, so that you can flip them around to the other side of the hand.
Mm-hmm.
So that would solve that pretty quickly.
Right.
Like I said, you know, that's real minor on my part. It's just
it's a good point to raise, Don. I think that was a good point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just absolutely. I don't want the jet cable facing forward because that's not the way it's supposed to look.
I just got a text from Rob Springer. It said wrong number. What's up with that, Rob?
Well, I was sending my girlfriend a fake.
Oh my god, I see. Okay, I realized what that was. I can't unsee that.
I don't know. I don't want to know.
And anyway, Don, if you put the jet kibble on the back of the legs, then Superion has rocket boots, and that's
cool. Does he have guns in his butt?
That would be great. Okay.
Depends where the peg hole is.
And one of them is a helicopter, so it's not going to look right anyway. But
that's right.
Yeah.
Till we get an exclusive, and we'll get the other jet.
We're going to get repaints.
Maybe, but it's... We might get another jet, but it's not going to be Slingshot because they can't use that name. That's why they're doing the whole dance with Alpha Bravo. They haven't used the Slingshot name in quite a while.
Yeah, but they don't have to call it Slingshot. They just have to make it look like Slingshot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what third parties do.
Yeah, Shot Slinger.
Well,
this is not Slingshot. That's what they should do. They should call it Slingshot.
Well, they've called him quite recently Slingshot in the comics too, but they've also explained why he's not getting a new toy
anymore,
so
yeah. They can call him Sling Knot. How about that?
I'd like that.
Sling Knot.
But like, okay, so remember they can't call a toy shrapnel because it's a common word. They can't really legally defend it strongly, and we had Sharpshot for a while, but then someone came in like Scrapnel, and that's like a really good substitute name if somebody can like put their mind to it and like devote the energy and have the creativity to do it. They can make something evocative of Slingshot that doesn't sound clunky, and you still get the point.
Slingshot,
even if it can't exactly. No,
Mom, can you get me Slingshot?
Hell, now that Scrapnel has that name, that would not be a bad place to use Sharpshot, actually.
Hey.
Hey,
you might be onto something there, Rob.
Rob Clay, call Hasbro and let them know of your wisdom.
Yeah.
Tell them I want the right aerial bots.
Yeah, maybe your idea won't get rejected like mine was.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I sent a design when I was about 15to Hasbro for a new Transformer, and I got a very nice form letter back saying
if we had wanted to do that, we can't now, thanks to you. Have a great life.
actually, here's the short version. It was a ramped up design based on Vitor from GoBots, and it was a flying robot with a jet mode. It was an Autobot. He was named Air Raid. 6 months later, we get Aerial Bots. Just saying.
Yeah, okay.
XP. So, going back to the Devastator thing real quick, in terms of the price point, Titan Class basically fits for a box set of the combiners as we know them. The SRP is going up to $16.99 next year. So, well, put those together with a $25 Voyager, and you're right in that $100 neighborhood already. Add the Legend, and you're a little bit higher. If you swap out, like, if you assume the box set is also because these are going to be engineered slightly different, they're not going to have a Voyager at the core. If you substitute the Voyager for two Deluxes, then you are right about in the $120 Metroplex range. So, like, it's a Titan-class box set, but all the signs point to it being, like, a standard combiner set of 5 plus a Legend, or maybe if they're really being crafty, 6 Deluxes that will constitute the whole team.
And 6 Deluxes takes up much less box space than a Titan-class Metroplex, which makes it easier to put on store shelves.
And that's also a concern people were expressing, that because this was Titan-class, you know, what if it's as tall as Metroplex is? And, I mean, that's not going to be the case because there's too much moving parts, too much complexity. It can't be that mass. I would, like, if I were to guess off the top of my head, I would expect it to be about the size of Cybertron Primus, which...
still pretty nice.
That roughly corresponds to, like, between Hercules and Giant.
And yeah, we know the other combiners in the line are not the size of Metroplex.
Exactly.
So these are all part of the Combiner Wars line, if this is real. So they will all be scaled pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it could just be the anime color G1 reissue in a box set and a big screw you. So there you go. So let's go ahead and jump to third-party news. Let's see here. So X-Transbots Andres was revealed. It's a new homage to Scourge, G1 Scourge. Yeah, it's sort of masterpiece-sized Scourge. Look at that.
Hmm. Well, that'd be great if we had, like, a masterpiece-sized Galvatron.
Yeah, or
Cyclonus. Or Cyclonus.
Galvatron first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need a good Galvatron toy at some point in our lives.
Since we've never gotten one.
That's not true. And on in Beast Wars.
Yeah.
Same.
Okay.
I wonder if they're staying away from Galvatron on purpose, like they know that's coming down the pipeline soon.
Who's Wait. Who's staying away? Because third-party companies have shown no interest or desire of staying away from anything.
Except for, like, new things or less
remember,
things.
Fans Toys was going to do a Soundwave, and as soon as they found out that Takara Tomy was doing a Soundwave, they quickly canceled it.
I apologize for using a broad brush and saying that they're all the same, but some of these people just don't care, and they'll produce whatever, whenever. Actually, let's just go ahead and jump to another item, because KFC is doing, for some reason, a masterpiece scale Psykill.
I saw this come up, and I'm like, what's even the point now?
Like, it doesn't, on the surface, doesn't look as good as Salmor. I mean, and he's the same, Salmor's the same height, roughly speaking, as the Masterpiece cars. I mean, unless he's going to be the size of Convoy, I don't know what makes him not Masterpiece scale. Mm-hmm. It's a great looking toy. It's fantastic in every way. I'm certain it's going to be a very similar price point. I don't get why we need another Psykill.
It looks
because
like
they're trying to get as much money as possible out of their Rektar mold.
Yes, there's only so much you can repaint Junkions into. Exactly.
Hey, you know what you can do? Oil Slick.
Yeah, you could. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Brian, one thing about this, it looks like the Salmor is almost like a generations classic, like upgraded Psykill with new technology. This looks kind of like they're basically going for the Super Gobot Psykill look, just more articulation.
I can see that, but I mean...
Where's his big backpack, then, with the wheels hanging off of it?
I have to say, though, this version here, I kind of like it to a degree with the colors. I don't know. But, you know what? I bet this thing would be great. If they do this one in green and black, it'd be great. That way you could get one of each mold if you wanted it.
Yeah, I don't think I want another one.
I'm reading this and I'm just like, did I miss something? Because they're saying this is a repaint of their MP Rekgar. I don't ever remember seeing
any news of a Masterpiece Rekgar?
Yeah, Masterpiece Rekgar.
I think it may have had a slide at TFCon Chicago.
Okay.
And the image of that was put on KFC's Facebook page, I think.
Huh.
But I mean, that's like, I have not heard, well, I guess I'll put air quotes around a formal announcement. So I think it's just like, you know, here's our CGI render for this toy, and here's what we're going to do with it after that.
So yeah, none of the five people here who were actually present for that slideshow remember it.
Yeah, the thing is, I don't really care. I mean, if this is a repaint of that, great. But it seems unnecessary. I mean, and the Salmor is also remolded from, or was remolded into Rekgar. There's just too much. It's not cannibalization because they're not the same freaking company. That's the problem with these things. There's just too many of them. Not that choice is a bad thing. What it is, it's economics. And there's not enough demand to meet the supply. So these people are going to lose money.
It's saturation, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
But, Brian, I just put the link to the slide that you were talking about in the Skype chat, and there are some definite visual differences between the pair, so there is that, I guess.
Yeah, it looks exactly the same to me, with some modification. That looks like a render, too.
Yeah.
They're renders.
Yeah.
But, you know, that way, you know, for people who want both the regular color and the green and black version, it's, if you like both molds, if they do the other one in green and black, you'll be able to have two different versions, but both color schemes.
Or if you're not obsessive compulsive, get one or neither. So
yeah.
Yeah. Not trying to be an enabler.
Yeah. Don't need it. Don't need it. Frankly, don't want it. Okay, let's go ahead.
You don't need it.
Actually, I like this one.
Oh, I want it.
It's the Alpha and Toys Titanium Saints, not Alpha Trion figure, and I actually think it looks pretty darn spiffy.
It does.
He looks good. And he transforms.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, it transforms.
Oh, there it is, yeah.
He's a fighter jet, I believe.
Yeah. Spaceship. The space battleship kind of thing.
I've only looked at the vehicle mode. I mean, robot mode. It's kind of crappy. The transformation kind of sucks.
Like, I look at this and see, like, okay, a third party tried to make their own Titanium series toy, which kind of is given away in the name, too. Well, and it's not doing it for me. Especially at $115.
It's $115? No way.
Yeah, it's $115, and we don't know who these people are.
I'd pay $8 for it. Yeah. Quick.
There's something about the face that is off-putting to me. I don't know.
Like, to me, it looks like a Cybertron or Energon figure. That's what I like about it. And I would buy it because of that, but it's not. And it's $115, so pass.
Yeah. I will say, you know, I will give them credit for trying, because since Alpha Trion never transformed, we have no idea what he actually was supposed to be. So, I mean,
he's the Tumbler.
Yeah, an IDW.
Again, not reading it, so I don't know. But, you know, I'm just saying, for not having any visuals to go by, it's not a bad first attempt anyway. I'll give them credit for trying, though.
Yep. Okay. So if you go to tformers.com, there's a review of the Transformers, which is formerly Robots in Disguise. Issue 35.
I think they should have just renamed it Transformers Prowl, because that's basically what it is right now.
Looks like XV wrote this.
Yes. I did.
Do you guys alternate? Do you guys like do one book each, or how do you handle that? How do you trade off?
Right now, XV's handling Transformers and More Than Meets the Eye, and I'm getting the miscellaneous stuff.
Okay.
Fortunately, Rob's pain is about to end because Primacy's last issue comes out, I think, next week.
Yes, and that just leaves me doing Transformers versus G.I. Joe, which I'm really enjoying.
It's so awesome.
Well, we'll still have a fourth title per month to sort out because Drift Empire of Stone also starts.
That's
at the end
what
of
I was
going to
say. That starts as soon as Prime stands, I believe.
Yeah, we'll work that out later, though.
Okay.
Because I kind of want to take on that one.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay, cool.
So I need a break from something I've been doing for the last, you know, however many months in a row.
I understand.
Let's go ahead and take a break. And we'll be back in just a couple minutes after Rob moans a little more.
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
It's the evil Constructicons. Decepticon vehicles built to destroy planet Earth. More than meets the eye, they're robots in disguise. And the Constructicons combine to form the dreaded Devastator for really big destruction. Transformers Generation 2. Constructicons each sold separately.
Radio Free Cybertron has teamed up with Kokomo Toys and Collectibles in Kokomo, Indiana. If you're in the Kokomo area, visit our store for a huge selection of new and classic toys. Visit online at www.kokomotoys.com for our address and store hours. While you're there, check out our listing of pre-order items, as well as visit our eBay store. Visit us at www.kokomotoys.com. That's KOKOMOTOYS.com. We're also on Facebook.
We're back. Okay, let's go ahead and do a Q&A with Rob Springer once I find my note. So, Trans Fanatics, our buddy old pal, our friend of ours, asked, hey guys, just a quick question. Would the Frenzy is Red, Rumble is Red, quote-unquote, be moot since Rebels cartoon variation is primarily purple?
Well, let's stop at the head and ask ourselves, where does red fur come from? Nowhere, because Rumpel's actually black. He's black with red trim. But they always say Rumble is red, and I'm like, have you guys looked at him? I mean, I've got one somewhere. It's a black toy with red trim. So, you know, really, those Ripper guys don't have a point at that point. Rumble is a color that's his trim, not his main body.
That's actually a really good answer.
You know, they always say Rumble's red, Frenzy's blue, and it's like, Frenzy's kind of more of a lilac-y. Well, in the toys, yeah, two shades of blue.
Yeah.
Cartoon, it's more of a purpley.
That's pretty lilac-y purple, yeah.
Yeah, and Rumble's black with red trim. And they always say, well, Rumble's red, and it's like, no. See, you're trying to make a point. It's like, hey, Optimus Prime, he's blue. Well, I guess now he is. But he's red. Because that's his main dominant color. So whenever someone says Rumble is red, Frenzy is blue, you say, shut up. Because one, there's just a seriously point of overly anal attention to details. Like, well, it's different in a cartoon. Well, you know what? Okay. And there's the answer is, like JD said, yes.
Hey, you know who's red? Enemy.
Enemy is red.
Enemy is red.
So what you're saying is the Frenzy is red, Rumble is blue, is moot because Rumble is black and Frenzy is purple.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. When people, they do the glasses push, the actually, well, you know, Rumble's black. It's like, no. Enemy's red. You don't actually know what you're talking about, do you?
Well, what they ought to do is they ought to come out with a 2-pack, one of each, and color them like Action Master GT Thundercracker.
No.
There, that covers everything. Color in the rainbow.
Don.
Skittles.
Let's go the 2004 universe route. Name it Prowl.
Okay, so what they need to do is, with the Hero Masters line, release a 2-pack of basically just copies of the parts in different colors to make two of them. Say on the package, it's Rumble and Frenzy. never say what parts make which character.
That was my dream when they revealed the shield mold was, you know, sitting out there not ever actually released. I wanted a 2-pack of Rumble and Frenzy with absolutely no identifying marks as to which was which.
I always had this vision of a piece of art where Rumble and Frenzy are sitting on a floor somewhere together with two paint buckets opposite their own colors, and each one is half painted the other one's color. like they're in the midst of repainting each other in the opposite colors. And if I was actually capable of doing that art, I would have by now.
Yeah.
You could probably commission someone to do that for you.
I don't care enough.
So I just failed to mention, I think, Diecast, you're on vacation. Why are you here?
I was wondering where his office went.
Yeah. Well, here's a view of the lovely room I'm in. There's the nice pink bed and the pink wall.
Where the hell are you staying?
And the, it's okay. Actually hotel. it's a house that we rented.
Oh, okay. I was about to say he's got the best hotel Wi-Fi ever.
Yeah, this is the room that no one's in because
we know he's not in Chicago. And
oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not working. I paid for this.
There's no internet on my TV here, and I'm very upset.
Oh,
no internet on your TV?
Oh.
Oh,
excuse me. Error. I can't watch Netflix while I'm on my vacation.
No,
how will I ever know?
He can't sign on to Google and search for the nearest pizza restaurant.
Well, when I was using T-Mobile, I couldn't either at TFCon.
Yeah.
Well, it's
yeah. So one week later, change services.
So, guys, now that my voice is about to completely go out, anybody have anything else?
Yeah, Kilby, what are your thoughts on, like, life in general?
I'm old. It's going to end soon. Just like this show.
Oh, great. I'll get there first.
So,
wait a minute.
So, guys, thank you for being here. Don't forget to check us out at tfradio.net. That's where we have all of our shows, including Superhero Time and RFC. That's actually pretty much the only two shows there.
Coming soon, the Sitting Hour, a show about sitting.
I think
hosted by Diecast.
I think the Turtle Air podcast is coming back soon. Nick and Ninja Dave and everybody are coming back together. I hope to get that going again. But and Bob Saget has been busy with his stand-up career. No joke. He's actually started doing stand-up. I need to go see him because he only lives like 40 minutes from me. I'm a bad friend. But eventually I will go do that. Oh, but yeah. So also we are on Twitter at TF Radio. And don't forget to give us thumbs up on Facebook, YouTube, iTunes, and all of those places.
Just leave us reviews, please.
Review us on iTunes because apparently it matters, but who even knows?
It does.
Just remember, the more you like us, the more we'll pretend to care.
Yeah, and gosh, we're close to episode 400. We should probably do something for that.
Yeah, well, you kept saying that about the 15th anniversary episode, and yet...
We did quite a few things for that. That episode ended up being...
2.5 hours long.
But what have you done for me lately?
That's true. Okay, so I'm out of caffeine, out of breath, so I'll see you guys later. Have a good one.
Take care, buddy.
Later. See you.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.